opposition to the U.S.-led occupation of Iraq took on another dimension this weekend. Suicide bombers used three small boats yesterday in a failed attempt to blow up oil facilities off the Iraqi coast. The attackers detonated explosives as they were approached by U.S. Navy patrol boats. In the blast, one of the U.S. vessels flipped over, killing two sailors and injuring five others. In scattered violence elsewhere around Iraq, at least 33 Iraqis died and four American soldiers were killed yesterday. In Fallujah, a tense truce is holding, for the most part, as negotiators continue efforts to craft a peaceful end to the standoff. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us from Baghdad. Anne, what's the latest you're hearing about the status of negotiations in Fallujah?
Well, on one hand, it's not been going well. Insurgents did not hand in weapons, according to the early agreement. And publicly, U.S. officials say time is running out, and there's concern civic leaders, however willing, simply can't deliver on the pledges they've made. The U.S. negotiators know their current position leaves them with no good options. To go in risks alienating more Iraqis and sparking violence elsewhere, because Fallujah has become a symbol of the brutality of the occupation in the eyes of many Iraqis. However, and if the Marines don't go in, they look weak. I mean, there's no good situation here. But an Iraqi negotiator who was a party to talks yesterday says the U.S. is still trying now to find a middle ground. In 2 days, the sides have agreed there will be joint patrols of Iraqi security forces and the Marines. They're going to move through the city gradually, but it's a very risky endeavor, but better than launching a full-scale assault right off.
How confident are they that the Iraqi forces will actually stand up with the U.S. troops?
Not at all. The Iraqi security forces were warned when they came back to work last week after disappearing after the first U.S. raids that they would be arrested if they disappeared again. But even so, there's little confidence that Iraqis are going to fight Iraqis. And if the insurgents attack the joint patrols, then the U.S. can say, listen, we did what we could, and now all bets are off.
How about elsewhere in Iraq? I mean, Fallujah is getting the bulk of the attention, but there has been widespread violence, including those boat attacks yesterday. Yet American officials are still insisting that the insurgency involves relatively few Iraqis. Do those claims seem legitimate to you?
It's unclear who and just how many are actually armed insurgents, but their ability to hit Americans and Iraqis is clear now, and it reinforces the sense in Iraq of overwhelming instability. Paul Bremer himself, the U.S. administrator, expressed frustration that more Iraqis aren't helping the occupation forces identifying those doing the attacks. Among Iraqis, there's a growing frustration with the occupation, a sense that the U.S.-led forces are unable to protect Iraqis from attacks, and that it might just be better if they withdrew altogether. In addition to this, U.S. comments in Washington that the transfer to sovereignty come June 30th will be only partial, with the U.S. remaining in control of security, has fueled suspicions here in many quarters, whether from former supporters of Saddam or Shiites, about just why the Americans are here and how long they intend to stay.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Anne, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you.